And now it's time for Dear Scott, where we have some correspondence from listeners, and we try our best to answer them. Emails and texts, thank you for these. Nice lady from Radio 4 reading them out once again.
Morning, Scott and the team. I'm working in Abu Dhabi at the moment, so have been forced to listen to local radio in the car going to and coming from work. This morning, around 08:13 local time, Dubai's Radio 1, 104.1, breakfast show with Danny C and Sheena, they were doing their usual local radio rubbish, and this Danny C, Londoner listening to his accent, comes out with, "It's only bloody Thursday, since today is their Friday." I suggest you phone this pretender and give him what for, or get Chappers to do it in one of his amazing comedy voices. Love the show. David Ellis.
Wasn't he the guy that texted in yesterday saying about the dental work in the UAE?
That's why I was looking confused, because originally I thought we were playing something that we played yesterday. And I wasn't doubting your production, Becky. I was just confused.
So now in Dubai and Abu Dhabi, they're going, "It's Thursday," because Thursday is in fact Friday.
Yeah.
Random.
Do you mean the weekend starts on a Thursday?
I mean the weekend starts on a Thursday, yeah. Well, that's fine. I feel quite flattered by that, don't you?
Take it as a compliment.
It's good to know that, like, in the Middle East, there's someone going, every week as well. Shouting loudly over classical music. Right, next.
There's nothing wrong with me, other than being a raging lunatic. Vicky, off of Leeds. X, smiley.
What the hell was that?
That was a text from yesterday.
Yeah, but what's she saying?
Well...
Maybe she's... Is she responding to the Dimitri thing, "There's nothing wrong with me"?
Maybe, or maybe she's just admitting to us.
There's nothing wrong with me.
There's nothing wrong with me, other than being a raging lunatic. Vicky, off of Leeds. X, smiley.
Brilliant. Well, thanks for your interest in Radio 1, Vicky. Next.
Just got my issue of Men's Health, and what can I say? Well, not much, really. Never mind. Chris, Preston.
Why is that, then?
Yeah, let's move on from that.
What's this one about, then?
It's something in Men's Health, apparently.
Okay.
Right, and the next
Hang on a minute. I've just had photos brought up on my computer. So, Jeremy Edwards did it.
Yeah, he looks quite good.
So that's Jeremy Edwards before. So is this the six-pack challenge, then? Right, so that's Jeremy Edwards before, looking quite chunky.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is an impressive...
Let's move on to the next one.
Oh, Spoonie did it.
Who?
Spoonie did it.
Who?
Spoonie before the challenge. Wow.
He does some football on 5, 5, 6, 6
Spoonie really buffed up.
Never heard of him.
Kieran Bracken, no definition. Oh, lots of definition afterwards with Kieran Bracken. I'm just going through pictures.
Right, anyway, so
Oh dear, that's something I never wanted to see.
Right, turn that off.
That's you.
Turn it off. Right, next
that's
one.
You before.
Here's the next one.
Scott, your music choice is CRAP. I'll be listening to Terry Wogan till Chris is back.
Brilliant, okay. Good. Well, he plays brilliant music, so do listen to Terry Wogan on radio.
This is your before photo and after photo.
Shut up. I'm the Comedy Dave of this year. Next.
Two nuns on bikes riding over cobbled stones. One says, "Not come this way before." Other says, "Yes, it's a shortcut."
Any idea what that means? Hello?
I'm just looking at the people are commenting about the photos.
Yeah. Do you know what that means?
Did you actually...
You're not even...
Did you actually train, or did you just have a fake tan and a wax?
You know I trained.
There does look a bit of difference. It's just unfortunate that you've been grouped with five of the people who have actually managed to achieve six packs.
Yeah, that's because they... Oh. They had nothing else in their lives.
Andy Goldstein from Soccer AM hasn't changed at all. He's just breathing in on his second photo. Right. You look a lot better than Andy Goldstein.
Could you just pay attention? Because I need to know what this joke means.
Two nuns on bikes riding over cobbled stones. One says, "Not come this way before." Other says, "Yes, it's a shortcut."
Right, I don't get that. I don't get that. I know that people were really annoyed earlier in the week because we did the two nuns in a bath joke and, like, no one got it. But I got that one, and now I know how they feel, because actually I don't understand that joke at all. Never come with this way before, it's a shortcut, don't get it.
Surely it should be, I've not come this way before, and then the other nun goes, no, have you got the soap?
I don't know. If anyone understands, 81199.
Scott, me and my friend Joanne had a pact at sixth form that if we hadn't found anyone else by the time we were 30, we would marry each other. It was Joanne's birthday last week, and she seems to be taking this pact seriously. I was hoping she had forgotten, but keeps mentioning it. Is it okay to break the promise that I made? Love you, Nathan.
Discuss. So, they both said that, you know, when they get to 30, oh, if we haven't found anyone, we'll get married. And now it's getting to that point where she is 30, and she keeps mentioning it, and Nathan kind of doesn't want to do it anymore.
Break the pact.
You can't break the pact. Why?
Just because you had no idea what she would turn out like when she was 30, so you can use that as an excuse.
What? Oh, sorry, love, you're minging now.
No. No, you don't highlight her negative points. You just say, we're very different people now, we're 30, compared to when we were, whenever it was. So I don't think it would be right if we got married.
What do you think?
Yeah, I agree.
Really?
Yeah, completely. Someone amazing might just be around the corner, just hold out a bit longer.
Yeah, but you could be saying that, you know, next thing you know, you're 40 and you've got cats, etc.
Make another pact for
somebody
35.
Buff might be waiting around the corner who's just done a six-pack challenge.
This is Radio 1.